I need your help with something. While you're listening to today's episode, please leave a review of our show on iTunes or Stitcher and make sure you subscribe to the show on your favorite platform. Both of those, the reviews and the subscriptions, push our show up in the rankings so more people can find out about it. That helps me so I can help you. Let's get into the show. Work is not always easy. Work is not something that we always want to do. Work is something that can separate the good from the great simply because the great are the ones who are willing to push themselves to do work when the good don't really want to work.
Stay all day, dot
com. Work on your game.
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 Approaching the game aggressively, with that aggression, with that confidence to dominate a game.
Dre Baldwin, DreAllDay.com.
Work on your game.
The Work on Your Game podcast is sponsored by Audible. With so many things to do these days, we don't always have time to sit down and read. So what if you could listen to books while you were driving, jogging, working out, making dinner, or brushing your teeth? You can now. And not only can you get one of my audiobooks completely for free, you also get a 30-day trial where you can listen to as many audiobooks as you wish for 30 consecutive days. Go to DreAllDay.com/audible and start your 30-day trial. Get your free book right now. That's DreAllDay.com/audible. Today's show is brought to you by 30 Days to Discipline, a 30-day course for you to build your discipline, make sure you follow through on your commitments, and get done everything you know you want to get done but haven't gotten around to getting done. Learn more and get started at DreAllDay.com/30. You're tuned into the greatest show that there is in podcasting, where you learn the discipline to show up day after day to do the work, the confidence to put yourself out there boldly and authentically, and the mental toughness to continue showing up, doing the work, putting yourself out there, even when the success you have expected has yet to arrive. And on top of all that, a huge dose of personal initiative to go get an energy to go make things happen instead of waiting for things to happen. Putting all this together, you get the mindset, the method, the podcast known as Work on Your Game. My name is Dre Baldwin, also known as Dre All Day. Welcome to the show. Today's topic is work like a slave, eat like a king. I saw this topic. I don't even remember where I got it from. Maybe I read it in a book or I saw it in a video. I don't even remember where I got it from, but I saw the phrase and I said, you know, that's a great phrase. I could do a whole podcast episode on that exact topic. And that's why I came up with this here today. Today's topic is about, I think you understand the eating part, okay? So we're not talking about the eating part. We only want to talk about the working part. How to really push yourself when it comes to your work. This podcast is called Work on Your Game. We talk discipline and mental toughness every single day. And when you talk work, I think everyone can agree that discipline and mental toughness is going to be a big part of that because work is not always easy. All right. Work is not something that we always want to do. Work is something that can separate the good from the great simply because the great are the ones who are willing to push themselves to do work when the good don't really want to work. The average don't really feel like showing up. The extraordinary, the outstanding are the people who are willing to push themselves and go do that thing that they need to do, even when they don't really feel like doing it. So what we're talking about here today is the working part of that phrase, that saying, work like a slave in order to eat like a king. Point number one. If you want to eat like a king, these are the things that you got to do. That's what I'm going to give you here today. You got to keep working even when you're tired. Now, that sounds simple enough, sounds basic enough, but what did you do the last time you were tired at work? Did you keep working? Or did you say, you know what, I'm going to just stop right there. You know what, I don't have to be perfect every day. You know what, I don't have to do any extra work. You know what, I have done enough today. You must keep working when you're tired. I heard someone say that what makes someone outstanding is when they get to the point that they feel like they have given everything they have, but they find a way to dig deep and give a little bit more than they have already given. That's when everything changes. And it sounds so simple. It sounds so trite, but how many of us violate this principle every single day? Slacking off on our work, half-assing and pretending to work when we're not. I remember once I was talking to this guy who worked at a corporation. I know what corporation. I'm not going to say the name of the corporation. But this guy was talking about how he talks to one of his coworkers. And he said it's very matter-of-fact. He said, don't finish all your work. He said, when you come to work on Monday, don't finish all your work on Monday. Because then if you do, what are you going to do on Tuesday? You won't have anything. You won't be able to put on the dog and pony show that you're actually doing some work on Tuesday if you did everything on Monday. You don't want to work too hard. You don't want to be too efficient. You don't want to have too much of a sense of urgency, because then you won't have any work left to do, and then your boss is going to see you with nothing to do, and then they're either going to think that you're not doing anything and maybe leading to firing your ass, or they're going to give you some extra work that you wouldn't even have had to do if you would have just paced yourself and not worked as hard as you needed to on Monday. I'm telling you to not do what that corporate guy was saying, okay? I'm telling you to work even when you're tired. Even when you get to the point that you feel like you've done enough to do a little bit more. I remember I was watching a movie, Ocean's 11, in the modern version of Ocean's 11, back from, I mean, as modern as almost 20 years ago. It was George Clooney and Brad Pitt were sitting at the bar, and they were just starting to put together their 11 guys. And I'm not going to give away the plot of the movie. Actually, I will, because this movie's old enough that if you're going to see it, you would have seen it. They put together these 11 guys whose whole plan was to rob a bank. So Danny Ocean, which was George Clooney, he and Rusty, which is Brad Pitt, they put together this group of, they had 10 guys who they were going to put together to all perform different roles in order to rob this casino. That was their whole plan. Now, they had 10 people. So they cut to this scene where they're both sitting at the bar, and George Clooney says, well, this guy, because they were naming all the guys, he makes 10. So now we got 10 people. And then he looked at Brad Pitt and he said, you think we need one more? And Brad Pitt didn't react. He didn't respond. He wasn't even looking at George Clooney. He just didn't react at all. And George Clooney answers his own question and says, you think we need one more? So they went and got one more. And I'm telling you that to tell you this. When you feel like you have enough, when you feel like you have done enough, when you feel like you've gone far enough, when you feel like you've gone hard enough, is that extra that you do to separate you from everybody else. Point number two, today's topic again is work like a slave, eat like a king. So if you want to eat like a king, these are the things you got to do to work like a slave in order to earn that feast. When you are at work, I don't care where you work, I don't care what kind of work you have, even if you don't have a job and your work is trying to find work, when you are at work, do nothing other than work. Now, do we have any violators in the room of this principle? Don't raise your hands. When you are at work, don't do anything but work. Don't check social media. Don't text. Don't check personal email. Just do work. If that's all you did when you were at work, let me ask you a question. Would you be more effective at work? Would you be more productive at work? Would you get more done at work if all you did at work was just work from the time you got there to the time you left? I guarantee you would get a whole lot more done. I don't even have to ask you, but you can tell me. Would you get a whole lot more done if all you did was work all the time when you were at work? How do we violate this? Sometimes we grab our phone, we check some social media feed, we take a cigarette break, we talk with coworkers, we hop into a text conversation that has nothing to do with our jobs. We figure out some other way to relax, right? We go look at the TV, we just daydream, we start looking out the window, we browse some website that has nothing to do with us being at work. We do a whole lot of things that have nothing to do with the work that we're supposed to be doing. And this applies just as much to people who work a regular job, like a 9-to-5 job at an office, and especially entrepreneurs and freelancers. Actually, entrepreneurs and freelancers are the biggest violators of this, simply because nobody looking over our shoulder. If we don't do what we're supposed to do while we're at work, we bullshit for an hour in some text message conversation or checking our Instagram feed or looking for the perfect photo to post on our IG. Nobody knows about it. Nobody's going to say anything. We're not going to get fired. And this is how we end up wasting a whole lot of time at work. Then we say, man, I don't have enough time to do all these things I need to do to build my business. Any violators out there? Again, don't raise your hand. You know who you are if I'm talking about you. If we spent all our work time actually working, productivity would shoot up to very high levels, would it not? Before we get to the rest of the show, let me ask. You heard people talk about the zone all the time, getting into that state of flow, that state where you're not even thinking about anything. Everything just comes to you naturally and you're doing it at your highest level. We call that being in the zone. How would you like to be able to get in the zone whenever you wanted to, where you could just snap your fingers and tell yourself to get in the zone and it actually happens? How about maintaining your focus and your full highest possible level of confidence at all times so that you can be the leader that you've always envisioned yourself to be? And with all of this stuff I said, how about you can make it all stick forever, guaranteed? And if you're thinking that's all just a pipe dream or it's fantasy and it can't possibly be reality, I want to let you know that up until now it was. until I created my course called Bulletproof Mindset. Bulletproof Mindset is a 12-module course, the only course of its kind that will help you deal with your challenges of perseverance, getting frustrated with yourself because your results are arriving too slowly, self-belief when you're underperforming, and it's not because you're not good enough because you lack confidence in yourself. What about persistence? Not sticking to your plans long enough to see the results. Maybe it's personal initiative. You're hesitant to make that first move, to pick up a phone, to make a call, to take charge of a group, to approach a person. If those have ever been a challenge for you, Bulletproof Mindset was made to handle that challenge. If you're an up-and-coming athlete, a salesperson, an entrepreneur, a seasoned professional at what you do, if you're building your brand, if you're a business professional looking to grow in your position and move up in your career and in your life, if you're a student looking to deal with time management, dealing with new people, if you fall into any of those categories, Bulletproof Mindset was made for you. Again, 12-module course. You're going to get the 7 golden rules of the Bulletproof Mindset, deal with the 15 common mental errors. You'll get complete understanding of mental conditioning. You'll get my bulletproof strategies for focus, learn to communicate with power, dipping yourself in gold, which is the finishing touch on the Bulletproof Mindset, and lifetime access to all course materials. Again, this is called the Bulletproof Mindset course by yours truly, Dre All Day. Get full information and get started at DreAllDay.com/bulletproof. That's DreAllDay.com/bulletproof for the Bulletproof Mindset course. Now let's get back to the program. Point number 3, today's topic is to eat like a king, you got to work like a slave. And here, because I'm not here to tell you how to eat, I'm telling you how you can work like a slave. Number 3, you got to have a purpose that is bigger than the work. Your purpose, the job that you do, has to be bigger than the work that you are actually doing. And I don't care how much you love your job and love your work. Listen, hard work is still hard work. Can we agree? Hard work is hard. That's why it's called hard work. It's not called easy work. It's not called regular work. It's not called everyday work. It's called hard work. It is not something that we always are looking forward to. We definitely don't always have the energy to feel like doing it. We always have the energy to do it. We're capable of doing it. But we don't always have the energy to feel like doing it. That's why it's called hard work. It's not always fun. We are not always motivated to do it. The bigger purpose is what carries us on those days. So what is your bigger purpose to your work? You show up to work to do what? Do you show up to work just because everybody else goes to work? Do you show up to work just so you can get a paycheck so you can pay your bills? Do you show up to work just because your mom or your dad taught you when you were growing up that that's what you do? You go to school, get a good job so you can go to work every day and live happily ever after and pay the bills and send your kids to school. Why do you show up to work? What is the purpose of your work that is bigger than the actual activities that you are performing? Do you have a purpose that's bigger than the activities? Maybe right now you don't have one. Maybe you're thinking right now, I don't have a purpose, Dre, that is bigger than the actual job that I'm doing. And that's okay. You haven't messed up. You didn't miss anything along the way. Maybe this never even occurred to you to have a purpose that is bigger than the work. Well, guess what? Now is your opportunity to get that purpose. Now is your opportunity to come up with something that is bigger than just doing the job, just showing up, just punching in and punching out every day. Why is doing this work bigger than just the act of doing the work? You should think about that for a while. Marinate on that one till you come up with a really, really good, compelling answer that would move you to do things that you wouldn't normally do on a normal workday. Think about that one till you come up with something that would move you to bring a little bit extra energy to the job tomorrow or today if you're just about to start your workday or if you're in the middle of your workday. Think about that one till you come up with something that gives you a much bigger reason than just, you know what, the boss told me to do it. I'm getting paid at the end of the week, so it's all good. Or, you know, I'll endure this so I can get to the weekend and I can have a good time and actually live my life. What's your purpose for doing what you're doing is bigger than just the same reasons everybody else goes to work? Maybe the work you're doing right now doesn't have that bigger purpose. And maybe you're already looking for something else. Maybe you've been thinking in your mind to look for something else. And now that I'm bringing this up, now the sparks are flying. You know what? I really do need to find something else. I really do need that light bulb to go off so I can find something else that I can do with my life, because I need something that gives me a real purpose, something that really wakes me up, something that gets me out of bed in the morning. Maybe you're not jumping out of bed, but you're at least getting out of bed a little bit quicker than you normally do, because you know you got a purpose that's bigger than, all right, here we go, another day at work, another 8 hours that I got to punch the clock before I get to come lay in my bed again. Come up with that bigger purpose. And when you figure out what that bigger purpose is, I guarantee just the energy alone is going to change the results of your work. It's going to change the results of your effort. It's going to change the results of everything you do. Even the way you walk and talk when you're at work will change when you have a purpose that is bigger than I'm just doing it to do it. Let's recap today's topic, which is work like a slave in order to eat like a king. Number 1, keep working even when you're tired. Sounds simple. Sounds trite. Sounds basic. But how many of us violate this principle every single day? Slacking off at work, half-assing, pretending to work when we're not, doing a little bit of work today so we got a little bit to act like we're working the next day. I mean, where are you really going with that mentality? Point number two, when you're at work, don't do anything but work. Now, if you violate this, don't point yourself out. Don't tell on yourself. But if you've been violating this, here's what you do. Stop violating it. When you're at work, don't check social media. Don't start texting. Don't take a 20-minute break that was supposed to only last 5 minutes. Don't be chatting with coworkers. Don't be daydreaming, looking out the window. Just work. If that's all you did, your level of productivity, your level of effectiveness will shoot up to the point that somebody's going to take notice, whether those are your customers or your supervisors or maybe a combination of both. Number three, have a purpose that is bigger than the work. I don't care how much you love the work itself. Hard work is still hard work. And this is where the purpose comes in. Those days where you don't really have it, you don't really have that energy, you're not really feeling it. The purpose that is bigger than the work is what will push you on those days. The purpose that's bigger than the work is what will make you work on that day as if you did have the energy, even though you didn't. Now, if you don't have that purpose, those days when you don't feel like it, that's when you're going to find yourself not working as hard as you can, wasting time when you're supposed to be working on company time, whether that's your company or somebody else's company, and then you become one of the average people. And this podcast is not for the average. Work on your game. DreAllDay.com. Today's show is brought to you by 30 Days to Discipline, a 30-day course for you to build your discipline, make sure you follow through on your commitments, and get done everything you know you want to get done but haven't gotten around to getting done. Learn more and get started at DreAllDay.com/30. People like you who listen to the Work On Your Game podcast, they also subscribe to and read The Daily Game. That's my daily email to give you some mental game for you to take with you through your day and through your life with three takeaways every single day that you can apply immediately. Subscribe to The Daily Game at DreAllDay.com/game. That's DreAllDay.com/GAME. I told you I was going to give you tons of value every single day, right? Have I been doing that? I'm assuming that since you're still listening, I have. So please leave a review of the show on iTunes or Stitcher. Make sure you subscribe on your favorite platform and share these episodes. Share them on social media, on your website. Listen, just tell the person next to you to go get the Work On Your Game podcast. That helps this show get seen by more people so we can touch more lives, work on our games, and change lives. I appreciate you appreciating me, and I'll see you on tomorrow's show. Work on your game.